Welcome to American Indian Living, a program developed by the Native Education and Health Initiative to improve and enhance the health of people throughout the Native communities. American Indian Living is hosted by Dr. David DeRose, a board-certified specialist in both internal medicine and preventive medicine. Dr. DeRose has a wide range of experience with Native health issues, and he's ready today to help you learn more about your health. Here's Dr. DeRose.
Welcome to American Indian Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. We've got another show that we're recording from the venue of Yuchi Pines Institute. If you were with us for our previous program, you got a feel for this very exciting venue where we're recording right now. And the great opportunity here is not only to speak with folks who are staff at Yuchi Pines, but to speak with some other great presenters who are here for a health seminar at which I am speaking. Well, across from me are two of those other visiting presenters, Paula and Curtis Eakins. They're the co-directors of Health Seminars Unlimited. It's great to have you, Curtis and Paula.
Hey, yes. Great to be here.
Yes, it is.
Glad to have us.
Now, you folks are really household names for many of my listeners, and I know that because when I'm traveling and people talk with me about hearing me on the radio show, they'll often mention they see me on the Three Angels Broadcasting Network doing health television programming. And you folks are even more visible on 3ABN than I am. You've got your own show on that network, right?
Yes, yes. Abundant Living.
Is it still airing, honey?
Yeah, it's still airing.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking, baby. Yes, yes.
Okay.
You do.
Okay, so you folks, well-known. And for those who don't know you, Curtis, I'm just going to be honest with you, you know, because of that kind of interesting sense of humor I have. I think the first time I saw the two of you presenting, I said, well, you know, here's this Paula. She sounds like she's a, you know, health professional here giving this health information.
But
and
this
guy,
coming.
Yeah, this guy next to her, he sounds like a comedian. I mean, that was my initial reaction. And then I learned, you know, you've got a doctorate too. I mean, you're no light hitter when it comes to health information, but you have this persona where people, until they get to know you, they just think you're up there to liven things up. Have you heard other people tell you that?
Other terminology they have used, other than lighting things up. And not complimentary, but after a while, in about maybe 10 minutes, then they get to know me very well.
Well, listen,
it takes a while.
Listen, you guys are in demand. I know you do seminars throughout the country. Your group is called Health Seminars Unlimited, and you've been doing that for many years, right? How long?
Yes. Well, as a matter of fact, we've married, 22 years?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Wonderful happy years, honey?
Absolutely.
Okay, just want to make sure it's happy years, too. And so we've really been doing it for 24 years, I would say. And it's kind of like a human interest story, Dr. Rose, where we dated for 2 years. But in that dating, I was an herbalist. And I realized that just being a medical herbalist, I was not well-rounded just talking about herbs only and nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
So I realized I need somebody who knows something about nutrition. So in the church that we attend there in Huntsville, Alabama, I asked my mom, I said, Mom, is there a person in the church who knows something about nutrition? And she said, oh, there's a lady named Paula. So, okay, I can ask her because I want to start a health talk, a monthly health talk, at a college there in Huntsville.
Okay.
So I called her up. I said, honey.
No. You did not call. Well, you called up someone else.
To get to her.
That's right.
I see.
Right.
Because
okay.
I wasn't easy.
Okay.
She wasn't easy.
So you guys didn't even know each other. Your mom's telling you about this.
Well, I saw her at our church every week.
Right,
that
right.
We visited, but I didn't know her background.
Mm-hmm.
And so I realized that I contacted her. I said, well, I'm going to start a health talk on a monthly basis at a college there in Huntsville, Alabama. And I would do the herbal part.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do the nutrition part? And her response was,
"I don't come cheap."
Are you serious? Is that what you said?
I said that because
she don't come cheap.
Because my background is in nutrition, and of course he was in the herbal medicine, and I wasn't quite sure how those two were going to actually match up with each other.
Uh-huh.
And so I was kind of a little bit reluctant to actually saying I would join him in this talk on his campus because I really didn't know whether we were going to conflict with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't sure when he said herbalist. At that time, you know, usually nutrition and herbal medicine was not really on point together.
Uh-huh. Now she's taking over the story now.
And
now
so,
you get the details.
And so with that in mind, I just said, I don't come cheap, thinking he would back off. But he didn't. He said, I tell you what then, whatever we make, because we passed a hat around at the end of our class, and I will give you half. at that point, I knew that there was no need of me saying anything else. I just agreed to go ahead and do the program, thinking that later on I might let it go. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the program, he walks over to me in front of all the people, and he puts his hand out with this money that he gathered.
How much was it, honey?
$6.32.
You called her honey back then?
No, he didn't call me honey back then.
No, okay. I didn't. Yeah, it wasn't honey. The honey was coming, not at first. I think I said Paula.
So when he gave me, when he reached his hand out, I took out my $3 and my 10 cent out of his palm of his hand. And then I felt really bad about it.
And you should have.
I know. And then later on in the afternoon, he had to go to his job working, and I went and got a sandwich.
And that was our first date, doctor.
No. Let me finish telling that part of the
story. Oh, okay. You took over. I'm sorry.
So what happened was I got a sandwich and felt so bad. I went over to his office and split it in half with him. Now, he calls at the first date, but really and truly, for all of those listening to the program, really and truly, does $3.10 buy you a dinner? I think you would all agree with me that the answer is absolutely not.
Now, the dates got more expensive, but to start off with. And so we started working together, and we did that on a monthly basis. Yeah. There's a college there called Oakwood College.
Uh-huh.
And we did that for, 5 or 6 months on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
There, and free of charge, just pass the plate, and began to do more things together as a team, health-wise, in the community.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so, therefore, it started with a business platonic relationship. Mm-hmm. I mean, strictly, that was it. Mm-hmm. And but after a while, we just began to, as my grandfather said, we started coating. That means courting
one another,
okay. Dating. Uh-huh. And we still talked about health, but that led us to her saying, I do.
Wow.
Yes.
So I didn't know all this was behind
now,
the story.
That was a big gap from that first moment to 2 years of our marriage. So, but anyway, and it's been wonderful, and we continue to talk about health. I mean, she can start a sentence, and I can finish it, because we've been doing this for 24 years together as a team. But we feel that our Creator has put us together for such a time as this. We complement one another.
Well, that is exciting, and you guys have been making a difference in a lot of people's lives. You do live seminars, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
And you travel to do those?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that some of my listeners are going to be trying to size up in this show is whether they've heard enough of Curtis and Paula Eakins after listening to an episode of American Indian Living, or if they maybe want to get you to their reservation or their community center or church. I mean, You'd go
Absolutely.
To any venue like
Absolutely.
That, workplace?
We go everywhere.
Yeah, we've been all over throughout the United States and Canada and also the islands.
Jamaica,
Bahamas, Bermuda, Grand
Cayman. Jamaica, the Grand Caymans right. And Bahamas. Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
As long as there's a need. Yes. We would go.
And as long as they'll pay at least $6, give $6 in donations, is that part
no,
of the terms?
No,
or is that change?
That's not the term. That's changing.
Okay.
That's changed.
Okay. Well, we won't go into that right now. But let's talk about what you do. I mean, some folks know your programming. I mean, what I've seen from you is you do a lot of practical hands-on stuff like cooking classes. Is that one of the things that you're known for?
We're known for the cooking classes. Well, you know, we have this kind of a theme. We always say taste and see, you know, because people, when you're trying to make any kind of habit changes, they might be coming to a class on heart disease or diabetes or cancer. And as they're in that actual class, then they're hearing all the things about, you know, other choices. We always say our ministry, our background is actually trying to give you other alternatives to health. And so when they're actually listening to other alternatives that might be available, we don't do that, you got to do. Mm-hmm. We do, would you like to consider or think mm-hmm. about once a week or whatever, trying to make some changes. Mm-hmm. And so with that in mind, we try to look at that particular food items that they particularly like, because every culture has their own foods that are, we call their superfoods. And what we will do is we will actually prepare menus and recipes that they can sample that are a part of their own culture.
And then we have different titles, too, Doctor, based on the clientele, based on the audience. Mm-hmm. For instance, we may have a class that's called Cooking on a Budget.
Oh, great.
And, honey, let's talk about cooking on a budget.
Well, I don't think there's anybody out there, when you say that we're going to have a class on cooking on a budget, that they won't say, I'm coming to that class because I don't really have a lot of money. And so that class is designed to take foods that we don't normally think about or foods we thought we don't want to have anymore, to actually make a plate of food that would give them more food to eat. We might take beans, for instance, and we'll take and make chili out of the beans. Mm-hmm. We'll make a haystack, which a haystack is lettuce and tomatoes, and you just pile stuff on top of each other. And people like that. Mm-hmm. We'll take the beans, maybe make it into a stew. If depending on what they actually like, we'll make a burrito, all kind of things with that. We have cabbage. You know, these are foods are cheaper.
Right,
so we'll take cabbage, and we'll take the cabbage and cut it up, and we'll throw it to stir fry cabbage. It's absolutely delicious. Mm-hmm. We'll use different herbs that people have maybe not haven't had before, but they're surprised, like tarragon and basil. We try to just try to advance their vocabulary, as it would be, from foods. Mm-hmm. We also take things like garbanzo beans that people are used to, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and we will take garbanzo beans and make the best burgers you have ever had. Great big burgers that go on a hamburger bun.
Now, you know, I usually am pretty insightful when I'm organizing radio shows, but I realize I made a big mistake in asking you guys to do the show right before mealtime.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, because I'm hungry, and you guys are just telling me about all these things, and you got me going here. Paula, I'm looking at you, of course. No one else can see you because it's radio.
And she's beautiful.
Well, that's between you and your wife. I got to be careful here that I I got to be careful here. But what I'm looking at is I notice both of you, unlike me, who's, you know, I'm wearing a sport coat while I'm speaking here, you know, looking very formal. You guys look very formal, but you got these matching Nike sweatsuits that you've been wearing, and you've got your name monographed on there. And this, I'm looking at Paula Eakins, MS. And what is that master's degree in?
Master's in nutrition.
Okay. So you come by this honestly. It's not you just read a book one day. You've got a master's in nutrition, and you've got your doctorate, Curtis, in
doctor of naturopathy.
Okay. And is that where you got your herbalist training, or was that after?
Well,
your
I got some herbal training before that, but additional training in a Trinity College of Natural Health.
Okay.
Where I got my doctorate in naturopathy.
Okay. So both of you, you know, have got the health credentials. You're out there doing the seminars. You're teaching people about good eating. Tell us some stories, because that's one of the things I know that engages me and my listeners. Have you actually seen that your seminars really make a difference for anybody?
Yes. Tell about, I guess we just recently, the most recent one, I guess, is we have four different major health initiatives or programs. Mm-hmm. In the South, doctor, we have what we call the three belts in the South. We have the obesity belt, because mm-hmm. we're here in Alabama, Mississippi. We have the stroke belt, mm-hmm. still mm-hmm. in the South, and we have the diabetes belt.
Okay.
Alabama's number one in this nation.
Wow.
So we developed a program entitled Defeating Diabetes. Mm. It's a conference, a two-day conference, all right? And we just did this one in Huntsville, our church there in Huntsville. And we did that PowerPoint presentation. We had the A1C testing. People come in.
Wow.
People know what A1C, that's more conclusive, where it determines your blood sugar over the course of 2 to 3 months,
the average.
So not that we encourage that, but you can eat a box of Krispy Kreme. It does not affect that. So people may have eaten a meal, and so they can do the A1C. And then we went in there and to explain what that percentage means in relationship to the blood sugar level, the comparison with that. And so from that presentation, I guess a couple of weeks ago, has some pretty good reports and evaluations. You want to talk about that, honey?
Well, I think the thing is that people are looking for information. Mm-hmm. And so the ones that had come to the seminars, they, of course, had already been identified as diabetics.
Okay.
And that's why they came.
Right.
And, of course, they also had some pretty high A1C numbers. Mm-hmm. And some of them we were trying to reach not only those who had diabetes, but those who did not know, mm-hmm. because there's some 83 million individuals who don't even know that they are pre-diabetic.
Amazing, amazing. Listen, we have got to talk more about this. I mean, you've got our interest. We want to learn more about cooking on a budget. We definitely want to learn about defeating diabetes. This is exciting stuff. I'm so glad you guys are willing to join me.
Thank you for having us.
I know you're not leaving. Don't you leave either. You're listening to American Indian Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. We will be back with more on today's edition of the show you don't want to miss. Paula and Curtis Eakins, they've got things that can make a difference in your home, in your community, for your tribe. Don't go away. We will be right back with more. Stay tuned.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
This is Betty White. I know you don't need one more thing to worry about, but listen. High blood pressure can cause kidney damage, blindness, heart attack, stroke, and you can have high blood pressure even if you feel all right. 1 in 7 adults has it, but it's easy to get your blood pressure checked, and you can treat it if it is too high. So don't worry about it. Don't ignore it. Just see your doctor and check it out.
For your free booklet, visit the Will Rogers Institute at wrinstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
If you receive disability benefits, keeping Social Security informed is key. Keeping us informed minimizes the chance that we learn about something later that could negatively affect your benefits. That's the surprise no one wants because it creates overpayments that you must repay, disrupts payments, and can even jeopardize your entitlement to Social Security benefits. Learn more about reporting responsibilities for people working and receiving disability or SSI benefits by reading our online publications, Working While Disabled, How We Can Help, and How Work Affects Your Benefits at www.socialsecurity.gov/pubs. Some changes can be reported online at www.socialsecurity.gov. You can also notify us at 1-800-772-1213 or contact your local Social Security office. Our goal at Social Security is to pay you the right amount on time every month. With your cooperation to keep us informed of changes, the likelihood of any unpleasant surprises that could derail your benefits will be greatly minimized.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
You're back with Dr. David DeRose. Across from me, Paula and Curtis Eakins. We're speaking from the beautiful venue of Uchi Pines Institute in Seal, Alabama, just outside of Columbus, Georgia. It's one in a series of shows that we're doing from this venue. They've gathered actually health professionals and attendees from all over the country to attend a health seminar. I am one of the presenters, as are Curtis and Paula. They've been telling us about the organization that they run. It's called Health Seminars Unlimited. And you've gotten my interest. You're talking about cooking on a budget. Now we're talking a little bit about defeating diabetes. We're trying to get a flavor for just how impactful this seminar is. And I think, Paula, you were about to give us some data on whether this recent seminar that you offered really made a difference or not.
Now, it made a difference in many ways in that the people who came out, they discovered that they were diabetic. And then also there were people who came out who had some high scores that were sitting in the 400s.
Wow.
And so, and what we're saying is that I see your hand go up, Curtis, like you were getting ready to get those scores between what we're looking at when we talk about diabetes.
Yeah, well, that was glucose, not A1C. We had
Yeah,
8 and 9%. In the A1C category,
yes. Yeah, so to kind of bring everyone up to speed. So you want to do that, Curtis? You want me to do it?
Well, you can. I mean, we'll go right ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, when we look at this hemoglobin A1C, so it's an average measure of blood sugar control, 6.0, below that we say is normal. Between 6 and 6.5, we call it pre-diabetes. 6.5 and above, we call it diabetes. So just that's kind of given some ballpark figures for people. And these correspond to blood sugars. If we're looking at a fasting blood sugar cutoff for diabetes, that's 125. So above 125, that qualifies for diabetes. So when you're talking about a blood sugar of 400, you got that conversion right in your mind, Curtis?
Right.
I'll put you on the spot when it's real hard.
Yeah, well, it's, I mean, probably a little bit, maybe 10, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's the chart there. But the main thing, we have someone... One speaker who was came in and gave her testimony during the Defeating Diabetes Conference. Mm-hmm. Her blood sugar was 936. Mm. She was almost in a coma.
Wow.
Her husband actually had to dress her and take her to the emergency. All right. And she gave her story. And, I mean, she was just about to check out of here. And mm-hmm. she gave her powerful testimony. And through Lifestyle Doctor, walking and other things, she didn't get it through lifestyle, through something else that triggered her diabetes. So some other medication. Mm-hmm. All right. But okay. Be that as it may, through lifestyle, she is now taking zero medication, zero insulin through lifestyle, even wow. though medication triggered that. Okay. So she gave a powerful testimony, and that was awesome in that presentation.
And guess where she came? She actually came to UG Pines.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
When she came to UG Pines, that's when the changes were made, and that's what got her off of a lot of the stuff that she was actually yeah. on. And she is doing very well. About a couple of years that she was,
about two or three years.
She was actually here. So she
spoke at major conferences throughout the nation about her story. Because a lot of people think, and you've probably heard this before, that simply it cannot be reversed. Well, it can be reversed. It has been reversed mm-hmm. on the record, and she's just a prime example of that.
No, that's tremendous. So she's someone that you pull in and help.
Well, we didn't help, though, but she gave a testimony about her experiences that she had years ago.
Okay.
We heard her testimony on the radio.
On the radio.
In Huntsville. We said, oh, wow. We need her as a testimony in our Defeating Diabetes Conference.
So
she was part of that 10-minute testimony at the end of our conclusion.
And I think the thing that was so amazing was that those people who came who had got the A1C done, or we also did the sugar, the finger mm-hmm. stick, mm-hmm. they were, you know, a little bit more kind of like worried. And after she told her story, they were just like, oh my God, I have hope. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, I'm going to be all right, you know, and they talked a lot with her after it was over. And she's an academician. She has a PhD.
Yes.
And well-known, and she has spoken to a lot of different groups about what has happened to her.
Okay. So you're the main presenters, but you'll often bring people in
Absolutely.
Who have
right.
some compelling life stories.
Right. Exactly. Yes. We have a medical doctor who came in, and he also talked about diabetes and the testing as well. Mm-hmm. We had another physical therapist who came in. Because we cover neuropathy, nerve damage,
uh-huh, uh-huh.
a lot of people, one lady said, as you're talking to me right now, my feet and my toes are tingling.
Wow.
Nerve damage.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we had a person come in about that, and he talked about physical therapy, massaging the feet to get that circulation back into uh-huh. the extremities. And we talked about nutrition therapy, rest and sleep, how one night of deprived sleep can increase your risk of prediabetes. One night of deprived sleep, and of course, nutrition. We'll talk about that, honey.
But we actually hit all the gamuts of what we call lifestyle changes, trying mm-hmm. to see if we can't introduce to them things like Kirsch just mentioned about not enough sleep. And it's funny because in these seminars, when we say certain things, you can tell people say, ouch, you can hear them.
Right,
okay.
Right.
And when we got into the whole thing about the sleeping patterns,
oh, yeah.
they were like, oh my goodness, you know, I go to bed at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other thing that was really good is that we try to hit everything. We did nutrition, we did exercise, we did sleeping, we did stress, how stress is related to also major killer diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And so we try to get in the whole gambit. Mm-hmm. And then so for the doctor to come in and speak, the different individuals, it's more than just us speaking,
mm-hmm.
and it makes it more real.
Yeah, I mean, some of these things really integrate very nicely. I mean, just as an example, and I don't know what medicine the woman was taking who had the 900 sugar, but I can tell you, we commonly see patients in my practice who are put on prednisone.
That's what it was.
Okay, I was kind of wondering if that was it.
Yeah.
And some of the listeners may realize that prednisone is in this family of what we call, for lay people's sake, stress hormones.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so you were talking about stress, Paula, and then we talk about sleep deprivation. Well, what does that do? In order to keep going, when you're sleep deprived, you ramp up your stress hormones, whether you take the caffeine to help you do it or not. And so, right, we've got this final common path many times that's ramping up the blood sugars, whether it's the stress or the lack of sleep or the prescription medications. But that's not the whole story. There's a whole lot of other things
that's
going
right.
on, including the dietary choices, which right. you guys are taking pretty direct aim at, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we try to make it as simple as possible. And so with that in mind, doctor, we decided to go with a route that in our presentation, and we make no apologies about this, we do not emphasize counting carbs.
Okay.
And the reason why is this. Now, I know a lot of establishments do put emphasis on that, but I think there's more emphasis should be made on the type of carbs that mm-hmm. we're taking into our body mm-hmm. as opposed to just simply counting all carbs. You know, you got to okay. get those, you know, those carbs in there, you know, the 30 grams or 40 grams, you know, per meal. Then, okay, I got 30, I got 20, okay. You know, so no counting, but mainly emphasizing the three main categories of carbohydrates, which is simple, mm-hmm. complex,
okay,
and that third group is refined.
Oh, okay.
So therefore, you want to take in a simple, uh-huh. which is your fruit, and some vegetables, the complex, legumes, whole grains,
okay,
and not the refined or as less as possible. Mm-hmm. So emphasis on the two and not the other one. And people then look at that, okay, then I know you don't have to count carbs, focus on those two groups, mm-hmm. simple and complex, therefore you're going to get the right carbohydrates into your system. Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. sometimes people count carbs and they're counting also the refined carbohydrates. Refined increases insulin resistance. So you're counting things that you should not even be counting in the first place. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing that we emphasize in the nutrition part.
I think, too, the other thing that when we talk about the complex group, first of all, a lot of times they're not even going to count the carbs. That's just too much work.
Yeah, too much.
I've got a lot of stuff going on. I got to try to figure out what's up, and I'm just not going to do that. And so when we talk about the complex and we talk about the whole grains that are a lot easier in a simple group, they don't have to count them because these foods give them more staying power. In other words, you're not going to be hungry if you eat those foods in their wholeness, all mm-hmm. right? So if you're doing the beans and brown rice and you're doing your whole wheat or multi-grain breads and those kind of things, because a lot of times they say, I'm also hearing that I have to do 6 meals a day. And their snack or a little in between, mm-hmm. but I'm not really sure about that. And I'm trying to figure out whether that's a good idea.
You mean the person is saying that to you?
Yes.
Yes.
And so, what do you
tell
them?
Told,
so we tell them, because we're talking to you about the simple, which mm-hmm. are carbs, we're talking to you about the complex. When you do those foods, you're not going to be hungry. Because the main thing about diabetes is keeping that level straight across so there's not no spikes.
The blood sugar level.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. And so we keep them at a normalcy, by the time the body's breaking those foods down, they're not going to be hungry like you would if you're doing the processed uh-huh. type of carbohydrates, which is your box stuff, your some of your canned stuff,
white
right?
Bread,
white bread, white rice, white sugar. Okay, and so the object of the whole 6 meals has always been that they need to be able to keep their blood levels at a normalcy. And if you are taking in the enough of the snacking, that will keep it normal. Well, we come back and say, but if you're eating good whole foods, you're not going to be hungry. And so there, via your blood levels are going to stay normal a lot longer.
Tremendous. You know, this is a message that medical research has supported as well. The beans in particular, you know, a food that Native Americans have esteemed for centuries, has been shown, like you've mentioned, to help stabilize blood sugar, just has powerful health-giving effects, and also has cholesterol-lowering effects, and
yes.
of course, heart disease being the leading cause of death in people with diabetes. I mean, just some really practical stuff. The other thing that I find particularly exciting is you're talking to people really about things that are not going to cost them an arm and a leg. They can get those legumes, those bean products, relatively inexpensively, especially if they're getting them dry, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Wow, great material. We've got a lot more coming up with Curtis and Paula Eakins sharing things that can make a difference for diabetes and more. You don't want to miss the rest of today's show. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
American Indian Living will continue in a moment. If you have questions or comments about today's pre-recorded broadcast, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673.
So, you want to be a hero. Here are some ways to get the job. Hunt down that killer shark. Or run into a burning house to save a kitten. Luckily, there's an easier way to become a hero. Call 911 if you see someone experiencing the symptoms of stroke, sudden weakness on one side, or trouble speaking, walking, or seeing. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. You'll be a real hero. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Diabetes affects more than 29 million Americans. If left untreated, diabetes can lead to serious health problems such as heart disease, stroke, blindness, and kidney disease. Your family's health history can be an important factor in determining your risk of developing diabetes. The National Diabetes Education Program wants to help you and your family. Do all you can to prevent or delay the onset of type 2 diabetes. Visit yourdiabetesinfo.org to learn more.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE, 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
You are back with the second half of today's edition of American Indian Living. Dr. David DeRose with Curtis and Paula Eakins. Curtis and Paula, if you're just joining us, are the co-directors of Health Seminars Unlimited. If you've been with us from the beginning of the hour, they still are the co-directors of Health Seminars Unlimited.
Hallelujah.
Right? And you guys have been doing this for over two decades. Have I got the timeline right?
Well, yes. 24 years, including our 2 years of dating. Yeah, 24 years.
Wow.
Together as a team.
This is great, and it's great to see you working as a team. I know one of the things I always hear from people is how they love you guys as a team. Are they just telling me that on the side, or do you get it too?
I think we get it sometimes, too. No, we get it all the time.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
One of the things that's very, very funny, and that is that I went to go speak at a women's conference once in New York
City.
And my girlfriend was with me, and we were getting ready to get on. We were on the elevator, and some of the elevator doors was closing, and a woman saw me and started running up, screaming and hollering, you know, Paula Eakins, 3ABN. And she carried on so bad, she was about to just really rip those doors open. Uh-huh. And my girlfriend looked at me. She said, "Really?" I said, "I don't have anything to do with that. I cannot stop people from doing what they're doing." She said, "I cannot believe her." And so we do. We get that. We have to tell people kind of, it's okay. Calm down. We're just normal people. All right. And you can't stop them from carrying on at all.
Yeah. We just kind of point them to the Creator. He's responsible for all of this.
So you're doing an exciting work. Defeating Diabetes is one of your seminars. So people can invite you to come out.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Do a seminar. Do you also, I know you have some stuff on DVD. Is the Diabetes Seminar on DVD?
Yes, the Diabetes Seminar. We have over, I guess, 100, about 90 PowerPoint slides on that presentation. And then we have a handout with that conference as well. It's 2 days.
Okay.
1.5 hour, you know, because you can't do diabetes in one session. As you probably already know. I mean, from head to toe, neuropathy, damage to nerves in the stomach, gastroparesis, the blindness, renal failure, the leading cause of that, and so heart disease. We talk about nutrition, of course, herbal medicine, sleep, stress, all of that. So you really have to cover it in at least two sessions, maybe even three, to really cover it thoroughly. So, but, you know, we have a question and answer. We have some prompts, some visual aids. Mm-hmm. Working in a hospital for 9 years, the last seven of those years is in the area of surgery.
Okay.
And so I've assisted many surgeons in amputations due to diabetes.
Wow.
Where a person comes in and we see the big toe, you know, it's black and blue, whatever, have to take that off, or the foot, or below the knee, or above the knee. Usually we do it in that order.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've seen many of those, and I mean, I can't give a PowerPoint presentation in the surgical suite. I have to be on this other side.
Right.
And so that's why I feel so passionate about this particular topic, because I've seen that with men have tears in their eyes about their amputation. And after we do that, I have the leg in my hand. I mean, it's an eerie feeling. I hand it off to a circulating nurse, and then the surgeon asks for the stitch, and we close up the wound.
Yeah.
And so it's a permanent situation. So we have the visual aids of a foot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a black and gangrene foot, you know, a model.
Mm-hmm.
We show that. And we tell people that this doesn't have to be. But sometimes people wait too late, thinking that the foot will get better, and it gets worse.
Yeah.
And sometimes this can happen within 24 to 48 hours that the foot can enlarge itself in a matter of 2 or 3 days, not months, all right? So it can happen right away within a matter of 48 hours.
No, I mean, important point. So one of the take-home messages is if you do have a wound or anything, you should be checking your feet every
day,
right?
Absolutely.
If you have diabetes. But beyond that, what you're saying and what I've seen too is we can actually reverse neuropathy. People's sensation can improve. Their pain can decrease.
Right.
And they can do it with natural lifestyle strategies. You've been talking with us about diet. We want to come back there just a little bit before we talk about some other topics. And I think one of the things that probably people have a question about, you've been saying eat those natural foods, especially those complex carbohydrates. The beans are right up there at the top of the list. We might put whole corn there. It's another traditional native food. You're mentioning the whole grains. So those things definitely are there. But the one big question mark, I think, as we're talking, because we haven't spoken about it, are those fruits. I've had patients, I just had a patient not all that long ago, because we hadn't specifically talked about this, but she came in and she said, I never realized it. I mean, I just ate a bunch of watermelon, and it just drove my blood sugar totally off the chart. So she was eating this good, healthy, simple carbohydrate, but I think her sugar went up into the 400s having that watermelon. Do you give specific instruction about these simple carbohydrates to keep that from happening?
Yeah. When a person eats a simple, let's stay with the fruit, because there are some vegetables are simple too. All right, two molecules, but they're simple. Let's stay with the fruit. A fruit is a simple carbohydrate. We emphasize fruit. Most people, we emphasize people not eating just the fruit by itself, but with other foods as well. For instance, typical breakfast, a fruit, an orange, a banana, an apple with whole grains such as oatmeal.
Okay.
Now, when you do that, because we don't emphasize the glycemic index. That can be, you know, based on how it's prepared, based on how it's cooked, based on how you eat that food with other foods, that glycemic index can drop based on other foods eaten at the same meal. So when you eat a fruit with oatmeal, therefore that fruit doesn't raise the blood sugar as much because you're eating that with another complex carbohydrate, as opposed to eating a half a watermelon or a cantaloupe by itself.
Right.
So
great,
that makes a big difference, eating that with other food, preferably complex or other fibrous foods.
Yeah, and of course, for those who aren't familiar with the term, the glycemic index is the tendency of a single food to raise blood sugar. Yeah, so just like you mentioned, you know, you combine those foods. Sometimes we speak about a glycemic load of a meal.
Right.
Yeah, but that is a great point. So eating those beans, eating those whole grains, gives you some leeway where you can have maybe those carrots or those that watermelon that alone, or the sweet corn that may have raised the blood sugar a lot more by itself.
Right.
And also think about it. I mean, who's going to do, if you do some watermelon, you're going to want to eat almost the whole thing. So, you know, you got that portion control is also very, very important. And that's where a lot of people miss it. They, you know, there is a half a cup to a cup, a different amount that you can have for portion control, where something like watermelon, I mean, you might just start eating watermelon and find yourself eating the whole half of it.
Okay.
So that's going to really shoot things up. So I like what you were saying about mix and matching things together. You still can have it, but you're going to have to be more conscious. And we always say for our diabetics or pre-diabetics, you have to be a little bit more conscious of what your portion amounts are.
So I'm trying to get this all in my mind. You know, we've been talking about the nonprofit corporation that you run, Health Seminars Unlimited. I'm just thinking, even personally, if I want to go get more information, do you have a website?
Yes. Honey, you'd like to share that website with the audience at this time?
Our website is abundantlivingtv.org. That's Abundant Living, all these words just come together, abundantlivingtv.org.
Which is named after our television program, Abundant Living.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it airs on Three Angels Broadcasting Network Monday and Wednesday at 1:30 Central Standard Time.
Okay. So 1:30 in the afternoon.
Yes. Central Standard Time. Monday and Wednesday.
Okay. Now, the great thing about 3ABN now is people can watch that online. I know there's – actually, I do a lot of work in Clear Lake, California. The cable network that they have there, I guess it's or Dish or whatever provider, at least is in one of the hotels where I often stay, actually has 3ABN on their it's channel 89.
Okay.
There. So I know a lot of communities have this station in the area. But others can go online to just 3abn.org, I believe.
Right.
And they also have an app.
They have an app.
A lot of people
also
watch it straight on their smartphone, the 3abn app, and you watch it there. And it works in Dare to Dream as well. So a subsidiary of 3abn.
Okay. So just for those of you not familiar with the television programming that Curtis and Paula do, the program is called Abundant Living.
Abundant Living.
Yes.
And it airs on 3abn's flagship network.
Right.
But they've also got another network that especially kind of has an urban health focus, and they air your programming on that network, too.
Dare to Dream.
Okay.
And when they go on the 3ABN website, you'll see a Dare to Dream icon, too. You can click on this well, and they have programs on that.
And I imagine that's at a different time.
Yeah, different time.
I'm not really 100% sure. I think it's somewhere about that 3:30 time frame.
Right. Oh, okay.
And it's 3 days a week. But once again, once they go to the actual site itself, they will see the times in which it's on.
Kind of find a schedule right there.
Right. As a matter of fact, on 3ABN, you actually, once you go on of it, it's a schedule of all the programs and what time they come on. And if you, at the bottom of the screen, you always have the telephone number. They can actually go to the telephone itself, and they can actually ask for a copy or schedule of all the programs on 3ABN.
Oh, okay.
The monthly program guide sent to their address every month, like a TV guide, you get every month just by calling the 1-800 number.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So people can learn more from Curtis and Paula by going to 3ABN. They can go directly to the Abundant Living TV website. And do you have video clips there?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Video clips there. Several of our TV programs are there. Also, they can download recipes as well.
Oh, really?
It's right there.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of free stuff.
Yes.
A lot of free stuff.
Do you have stuff for sale there, too?
We do also have the listing of our cookbooks and also our product line that we have on our site.
So you've written your own cookbooks?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
How many?
We've got two books. One's called Vegetarian Cooking Made Easy. The other one's called Global Vegetarian, which is, Vegetarian Cooking Made Easy is more of the American type of foods, more common foods. The other one's called Global Vegetarian. This is now we're moving into Indian, Thai, Japanese. So we actually move into the other cultures of foods that people are used to as well. And then the Global is a three-hole punch book. And so therefore, it's an add-on. We have an additional book that goes, or recipes that go inside that book. And the reason for that is we never had any idea we were going to be on 3ABN as long as we've been on there. We're just celebrating our 19th year, over 400 shows that we've done.
Wow.
And we kept saying, when we did the first cookbook, I thought, well, the first cookbook, Vegetarian Cooking Made Easy, was a part of my master's program.
Uh-huh.
Once we finished that and went on 3ABN for about the first 5 years, it was time to continue on. They had not shut us down. And so
just about exhaust all the recipes.
All the recipes was gone. So then we said, okay, this is time to make a new cookbook. And then we did the Global. And once the Global was finishing up, we had finished all those recipes. Then we said, okay, we need a supplemental pack. So I think until the Lord comes again, we'll be doing recipes.
Until we're old and decrepit.
let's ask this question, because you've mentioned vegetarian recipes. A lot of folks feel that this may not be all that balanced a diet. Now, you've got a master's in nutrition. What is the current science telling us, Paula?
Oh, 100% the vegetarian diet is on point as far as being able to meet all the nutritional needs that the body needs to have. Okay, you made a comment earlier about the bean kingdom, which is so many beans out there, so many different varieties. And the beans itself, they used to say if we did beans alone, we would not have enough amino acids that were missing from the bean. We had to match it with the brown rice. But the newest information we have now is that you can actually eat beans in the morning for breakfast, and you don't have to eat another comparable food to match up with that. And even at lunchtime, eat again, and you will still be able to incorporate what you need from a protein base or amino acid base that would actually match up with it. I kind of think that back in the day with the whole vegetarian diet was really more of trying to get people not to go there, using it as another alternative to meat. And so they did a lot of it doesn't have enough iron, doesn't have enough calcium, it doesn't have enough B12 or 6. So I think that now they've seen that it does match up.
Okay, boy. Basically, you guys are putting out some great information, a lot of ways for us to get more resources. And the way to do that, if you didn't catch it when we mentioned that material earlier, is you can get information from Curtis and Paula free of charge, recipes, other resources, right at their website, abundantlivingtv.org. abundantlivingtv.org. And we're going to have more as we wind up today's show. Curtis and Paul with some things that can change your life, can save you money. You don't want to miss it. We'll be coming up with more right up. Stay tuned.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we provide more than $150 billion each year in grants, loans, and work study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Diabetes is a serious disease that runs in families. If your parents or siblings have type 2 diabetes, you have a greater chance of getting the disease. If you're African American, Hispanic or Latino, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian American, Native Hawaiian or Pacific Islander, you also have a higher chance of developing the disease. The National Diabetes Education Program wants to help you understand your risk. Visit the NDEP website at yourdiabetesinfo.org for diabetes prevention tools, including the Family Health History Quiz.
It started off as a normal day. I felt fine when I arrived at the plant.
Ruth Junius's life was about to change.
Then I dropped my keys. They kept slipping out of my hand. My arm felt numb. A coworker asked me if I was okay, and I couldn't speak. I started to get scared.
Ruth was having a stroke. People around her weren't sure what to do.
They thought I should go home or lie down, but I knew something was very wrong. I wrote 911 on a piece of paper with my other hand, and someone called for me.
Because everyone acted quickly, doctors at the hospital were able to give Ruth treatment that started to reverse the symptoms.
Within a few minutes, I was talking again. I didn't know a thing about stroke before I had one. Now I make sure that my friends and family know all the signs of stroke so they'll get help fast if they need it.
No stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. Call 1-800-352-9424 for more information. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, National Institutes of Health.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
You're back with Dr. David DeRose and with Curtis and Paula Eakins. We're talking about how you can make a profound difference in your life, and it doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg. I'm going to be honest with you, Paul and Curtis, one of the things that's frustrating to me as a physician, sometimes people get the impression if they want to be healthy, they've got to have a whole bunch of money. If they're going to eat right, they got to buy all these expensive foods. Vegetarian, wow. I mean, I got to go to this health food store. There's not one on the res. I got to drive, you know, depending on who's listening. I mean, they may have to drive miles and miles or order something. They can't afford that. But you're actually saying that you help people to eat healthy on a budget. Tell us a little bit about what that looks like.
What we like to do with individuals when you go out and do programs is to find out what are the superfoods of that group. Mm. And then within that group, find out what foods that they have or have access to that is inexpensive.
Okay.
So sometimes, you know, it can be, and then we also do co-ops. Sometimes in churches or groups we go to, they have small groups, but they want to eat more healthy. So they'll say, well, what about thinking about co-oping? Where you actually might buy a 5-pound bag of rice or buy beans in a larger amount and then divide them up amongst those who are interested in trying to make those changes. But when you talk about fruits and vegetables in season, they are really not expensive. Mm. And you know, of course, the new thing now that's all around America is actually doing your own gardening.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, we love that. As much as we travel, we have our own gardens that we do our own herbs and we also do green beans and stuff in there as well. So you have to kind of, we say, think outside the box. We look at what food you have available. How can we make them healthy? Like you talked about the sweet corn.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We talked about the beans. We talked about rice. So you want to look at those foods that are more economical. All right. And foods that you don't have to take a long time to cook, but they also taste good, look good, smell good, and they are light on the purse.
You know, what I love about what you're doing, it reminds me of one of the best experiences I had in Indian country. Many years ago, I was working in a health center, very much like Yuchi Pines, where we would have people come and live with us for a couple weeks, and then they go back home. One of the women that came to our facility was a Lakota woman, Native woman who was from the Pine Ridge Reservation. She went back there to South Dakota, and she invited us to come back and help teach some of the other tribal members there what she had learned. What was so exciting to me is she actually spent all kinds of time going through the foods there that were available on the reservation and changed all the recipes.
Absolutely.
And she said, you could just go right down and you can get these foods just down the block. And I was just amazed, you know, what she had come up with. So you do the very same thing, don't you?
Same thing. We actually just look at what people like. And one of the reasons why our show is so popular on 3ABN is because it said, you guys do the kind of things that we're used to eating. Mm. Well, you fix the same thing, you know. So that's the bottom line, is that don't be trying. We have this slogan in our ministry that is, don't serve people strange foods.
Oh, okay.
Strange foods means things that's totally out of their culture, uh-huh, or foods that, even though it might be healthy to you, they're not going to like. Mm. And so with that in mind, it's always easier to look at, what do you like? What is your cultural food? And then we actually design, just like this lady you were talking about, we design the recipes to match that.
Oh, that is exciting. Now, the one frustration, and I know about this because we asked it off air during the break, is I'm thinking, wow, some people may not be able to get you to some far-flung place. Last year, I was recording radio shows in Nome, Alaska. I mean, they may not be able to foot the bill to send the two of you up there. But I was thinking, wow, if they could just get these Defeating Diabetes DVD, but it's not on that DVD yet.
It's coming up.
Okay, well, we got to keep our ear to the ground.
Yes.
You got a new product out, though, that people can use. If they can't get you there, can't afford flying you wherever, you've got a new thing that's just hot off the press. Tell us about that.
We have a 4-DVD series that actually talks about cooking, teaching you about cooking. We have the actual lecture as well as cooking the food on the program itself. And on this particular one, we have the one transitioning into vegetarianism.
Oh, okay.
So you want to know, how do you really move and make that transition? Then we have one called Crock-Pot Cooking, or Slow Cookers Cooking. All right. We're showing you how you can put the beans and stuff in a crock pot and come out with 4 different menus, different food items from one bag of 16-ounce beans.
Wow.
We have one called Breakfast and Grains, talking about the grains. We make waffles, we make pancakes, all the things that people like, we make with the grain group. And showing you how to make bread as well.
Uh-huh.
And then the last one's called Wrap It Up on this particular series. And Wrap It Up is because we're living in a pace where everybody wants everything now or as of yesterday. So in Wrap It Up is we're showing you how to take lettuce leaves and how to take whole wheat tortilla shells and actually put your food. You're going to carry your lettuce, or you're going to carry your tortilla shells in a separate container. And then you've got your different, whatever food you're going to put in there, your beans, your rice, your mixtures of different things. And when you get where you're going, you put it inside there, and voila, you got your meal.
Oh, so this is like when you're at work or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you guys are not only talking about stuff that's relatively inexpensive, but it's quick.
Yes.
And easy.
Yes.
Wow. What is the name of this new series you got?
Well, it's called Cooking Classes for Teaching and Demonstrations.
Oh, okay.
So therefore, a person can use this. Let's say a person, I just don't know how to cook. Uh-huh. I'm afraid of the crowd. I might burn the food. Well, just play one of these 30-minute cooking DVDs. Mm-hmm. Once the people see it, then after that, have the food already prepared, what they just saw.
Wow.
That they can sample it. So let us do the cooking. You just hit the play button. We do that part. Have the food already prepared ahead of time after they see it, then they sample the food. Oh, I can do that. I can do that.
Now, I've done a lot of community health programs over the years, and I don't think anything draws the audiences as much as a cooking class. I mean, I don't know why that is.
With food samples included.
Food.
That's
right.
That's right. Okay. So that's
if you say we're going to do a cooking class and you're going to get a chance to sample the food, they say sign me up.
Okay, sign me up. Okay. On the Christian juke? No, okay, never mind.
Okay.
Starting a song there.
Yeah, I started a song there.
Okay, so I got the picture. So basically, what we're talking about here is something, even if they can't get you guys out to do a cooking class, they could actually do it in their community center, in some tribal venue.
We try to make it as easy as possible. We give them the tools and resources to put this on in their location or community service or churches or whatever.
And they feel inadequate as far as being able to address things like we just got finished talking about, then you don't have to worry about that because on the DVDs, we're educating as we're cooking.
Right, right.
So they don't have to feel like they are going to be intimidated or they can't tell them something. Let us do it for you.
So I've got the website down. It's abundantlivingtv.org.
That's correct.
That's the website you use for the TV show, but for anyone who wants any of your resources.
That's correct.
Many of them are free.
Absolutely.
But then you have whole sets and things like this, cooking classes that they can purchase.
Right.
And what happens if someone's listening and they say, I don't have internet access? I mean, there are still people like that. Is there a phone number or something they can call?
They can just call us. Our home office is 256 859 256-859-1982. Again, 256-859-1982.
Where is that, by the way?
It's at Huntsville, Alabama. That's,
oh, okay.
That's North Alabama, Central Time.
Okay, so Central Time. So 256 area code, 859-1982.
That's correct.
Okay, and were you going to make some comments about when you're available at that number? Or
yeah, just call not during nighttime, but during the waking hours would be preferred.
Okay, so it's not a 24/7
call center.
I'm
glad you made that. Thank you for. Let me shake your hand for saying that. Yes, thank you. All right, I appreciate that. No, one person called us. I mean, it was
3 in the morning.
Yeah,
phone
it was.
Rang.
So, I'm sorry. That's why I'm on a different time
Central
zone.
Central Standard Time.
This is Central Standard Time zone. Did I say Central Standard?
Well, it could be daylight savings during the...
Okay, let's say Central Standard Time Zone.
Okay, we got it. Central Time.
And we'd be glad to accommodate them and to walk them through some things and some other things on the website. They may be available as well.
Oh, really? So if people just have questions, give
you a call. We have a contact section in the actual site.
Yes,
you can actually write us there.
Oh, okay. You guys are making it so easy. That's what you're all about, isn't it?
Making it easy. That's right.
Let me just be honest with you. There are folks who've been listening today. Some of them are very excited. They're maybe already at the website if they're sitting at home. Others, they say, well, boy, I'm going to check out this website. I'm going to go to Abundant Living TV when I get home. Maybe they're driving. But there's some folks who are saying, I still don't know. I like what I'm eating. My diabetes isn't that bad. I don't have that much extra weight. Speak to someone like that. They're kind of thinking, maybe I need to pay more attention to how I eat, my lifestyle, but they're really just not there yet. How would you speak to them?
Number one, we're not really what we eat. We're what we absorb.
Hmm.
And so every time food goes into the system, it's going to impact the body.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes slowly, sometimes faster. Just depends on the length of time that one person has engaged in any type of a lifestyle. So thereby, they may not feel anything now. Blood pressure, you don't feel that unless it's really high, but you don't really feel that.
Okay.
More people are pre-diabetic than diabetic.
True.
There's about 30 million people who are diabetic. There's another 86 million that are pre-diabetic that doesn't have any symptoms at all. Mm-hmm. So that's because, well, you know, I'm not diabetic. Well, they may be, but just don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it's like a ticking time bomb.
Okay.
If we don't take in the right foods that Creator God gave us and engage in some type of physical activity, it's going to impact later on down the line.
Wow, powerful message. So basically what I hear you saying is even if you don't think you need this today, you need it today.
There you go. That's another way of saying it.
You guys have been great. We got to run. Paula, Curtis, thank you both so much. Again, their program, Abundant Living, and if you want to go to their website, Abundant Living TV. I'm Dr. David DeRose. We have got to run. Thank you for joining us on today's edition of American Indian Living. As always, hopefully today's show has helped you to enjoy the very best of health.
This is Life Talk Radio.